Anybody else? 37% of people said they believe aliens are already amongst us, while 41% don't think the aliens are amongst us. 22% don't know. Those are the smart people. Overall, 53% of people think that aliens do exist somewhere, and 34% of people don't believe in extraterrestrial life. I guess until it comes down and, you know, bites them somewhere. It's 8 o'clock. Local news. Timeless Hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New clues in the deadly collision between an American Airlines passenger plane and an Army helicopter. We've learned two air traffic controllers at Reagan National Airport were doing multiple jobs when the two aircraft crashed into the Potomac River, killing 67 people. Nick Daniels, who heads the union, tells CBS Mornings.
We have a controller shortage in this nation. 10,800 certified controllers are out there doing this job day in, day out, where there should be 14,335.
CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at the airport.
Nearly 50 National Transportation Safety Board investigators will be combing the Potomac River for evidence.
We have data. We have substantial amounts of information. We need to take our time to make sure it is accurate.
Key pieces of that data should come from the plane's two black boxes, which were recovered from the water Thursday night and are now being analyzed at a nearby NTSB lab.
Divers are back in the Potomac searching for victims. Sources tell CBS News 40 bodies have been recovered so far. The disaster has rocked the figure skating world. Many of the victims were skaters, their family members and coaches, returning from an elite camp in Wichita, Kansas. Several skated at the club Doug Zebhide heads in Boston.
Right now, our rink is eerily quiet. Coaches are not coming in. Kids are not coming in.
Tough questions for some of President Trump's controversial cabinet nominees. His pick for FBI directors wrapped up a first round of confirmation hearings. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns from Capitol Hill.
Cash Patel, in line to lead the FBI, refused to disavow Trump's false claims he won the 2020 election.
What's so hard about just saying Biden won?
But Patel broke with Trump over his broad pardons for people convicted of attacking police officers on January 6th.
One of three hostages set to be freed in Gaza tomorrow has dual U.S.-Israeli citizenship. Reporter Linda Gradstein's in Jerusalem.
65-year-old Keith Siegel, originally from North Carolina, was taken captive with his wife Aviva from kibbutz Kfar Aza almost 16 months ago. She was freed in November 2023, and since then has campaigned tirelessly for his release.
The Fire Aid concert brought out the stars in L.A. Green Day and Jelly Roll sang to benefit local victims.
I am not okay.
Katy Perry backed up by choral group whose church in Altadena burned down.
I won't just survive.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 70-year-old man remains missing after a UTV broke through the ice in Kenosha County yesterday. It happened on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. Local and DNR teams are assisting in the search, which highlights concerns about thin ice in the area. A Racine man has been charged with a felony for shooting at someone near his vehicle, mistakenly believing he was protected by the Castle Doctrine. The incident resulted in no injuries. Jesus Cabrera was released on a signature bond. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upward to $4.3 billion. That exceeds the previous estimate of $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to spark negotiations with lawmakers over how to use that money. And downtown Racine will feature large metal kites as part of its annual public art installation this summer. The kites are being built by welding students at Gateway, and they'll be decorated by selected artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The
The Packers lose a defensive coach.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Vormans. No record warmth today. It will be cooler under mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. A few light rain showers possible in the morning, and it will be breezy as well. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high of 33. Current temperature is 37.
They had like four birds and a squirrel. Went to the Las Vegas Zoo. They had like four birds and a squirrel. Didn't even have good animals. There was like a lizard or something ran by. The guy goes, that's not ours. So, what? Then they charge you to get in there. Do you believe that? Yeah. It's like $8. It comes out to like a buck an animal. Folks, they had a sign in the bathroom. It said, no smoking or eating. Yeah. Who's going to eat in the bathroom of the zoo? You're like, hey, the zoo don't smell bad enough. Let's go have a snack in the John. And whose job is it to go in there and check on that, you know? They're like, hey, Jimmy, when you're done washing the duck, go to the bathroom and make sure nobody's eating in there, will you?
You don't know how I feel. You'll never know how I
JJ Jackson, it's all right. It's 8:10 local news. Time to sit here at WRJN. Becoming sunny today. I know it doesn't look like it now, but that's what they're claiming. Becoming sunny with a high near 38. Right now, fog and 38 degrees here at Radio Park. A bride in San Jose, California, called off her wedding at the last minute and couldn't get a refund on her $15,000 reception. So she donated it to a charity called Parents Helping Parents that supports parents with kids of special needs. Now, she threw a party for 100 people, called it the Ball for All, even had a DJ, dancing, a photo booth, and included dinner with lots and lots of desserts. I'm sorry her wedding didn't come off, but that's turning lemonade from a lemon. I mean, that's very good. That was very nice that she did that.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Count. the tears. I have counted all your lies, all your alibis. I'm a guy, believe just what he hears. And at night, na 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 na, late at night, na 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 na, late at night, I sit and count the tears. Gone and found somebody new. He may be happy now, but soon he'll be counting every day that you've been away. It'll seem like a thousand years. And at night, na 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 na, late at night, na. He'll sit and count his tears. He'll sit and count his tears. He'll sit and count his tears.
That's Benny King and the Drifters. I count the tears. I once played basketball with Benny King. That's a whole story for another day. Remind me to tell you sometime. It's a long story, and it's a little boring, so I won't tell you now. It's 8:16, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJM. You know, if you're a fan of Yellowstone, there was a time you could have stayed in Kevin Costner's real-life ranch. Two things, though. It's in Aspen, Colorado, not Montana, and it was $36,000 a night. Now, here's what kind of money gets you. Here's what it gets you. 6,000 square feet of living space, 160 acres, 12 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, 24/7 caretakers on site, a baseball field, a sledding hill, 3 hot tubs, just like minutes from downtown Aspen, but $36,000 a night.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 36 years ago, if you went to see the movie When Harry Met Sally, you got to see Meg Ryan proving that a woman can fake a really good time without the man knowing. If you read between the lines, you will probably remember the iconic scene set in an NYC deli. The famous commercial is being recreated for the Super Bowl, which is pretty cool, but with the same flirty and much older actors. Gross. It was only a matter of time, as there is nothing Americans want to see more than old people fake climaxing. Enjoy the game, but not too much. There is no statute of limitations on how far back Hollywood will go for a remake, as evidenced by the latest news that a Little House in the Prairie reboot is in the works, according to TVSeriesFinale.com. Really? They couldn't pick a better name? The first season of the show, that was originally based on the books by Laura Ingalls Wilder, will focus on the Ingalls family's move to Kansas. When the show drops, it will be on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete tonight every weeknight on WAUK AM 540, 818 at WRJN.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort, offering small ship experiences with a shore excursion included in every port, and programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at Viking.com.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, You can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let The Personal Touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heart?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind, this world is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Love you like I love the shit. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Got you my nails down and I twitch on my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. And this girl is just great balls of fire. Like I love is true. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're mine, that you're mine. Real nervous, somebody show is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great balls of fire.
Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis, 823, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Becoming sunny today. I know it's hard to believe. Highs near 38. Cloudy tonight. Lows 28. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 34. Cloudy on Sunday with a high near 46. Some fog still around town. 38 degrees right here at Radio Park. This makes you cringe. There's a photo on Reddit that caused a big debate. Just a guy eating a pizza. Well, no, we'll do this one first. We'll do the story first. I like this one better. A woman recently caught her boyfriend cheating when he sent her a selfie. Now, she spotted another woman's legs in the reflection of his sunglasses. Yikes. There's also a photo on Reddit that caused a big debate. It shows a guy eating a pizza in the delivery room while his significant other appears to be in the middle of contractions. People are debating whether or not it was the wrong thing for the guy to be doing at that exact moment. Hey, you really think this requires a debate? I mean, his wife's having a baby. He's eating pizza. 824, local news, 10 list hits from 1972. Nice to be with you. Here's Gallery.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say.
Rose, Timeless Hits at WRJN. You ever fall asleep at work? Come on. 22% of people say they have fallen asleep at work. The average nap, 47 minutes. People are most likely to take one on Wednesdays, and people are more likely to just fall asleep at their desks. 10% have fallen asleep in the bathroom or a meeting. How about on the radio? I did once. I was going to college full-time, and I was working overnight, 7 nights a week full-time at a radio station, and I was in the studio. Now, we had an electronic time tone that actually went off at the top and the bottom of the hour automatically, and I dozed off for just a second. I was so tired. I hadn't slept in about 2 days, and all of a sudden, I heard, the tone woke me up. We've only been off the air for about 10 seconds, but still... I never fell asleep again after that. Hey, it's 8:30 right here at WRJN. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on here locally. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 70-year-old man remains missing after a UTV broke through the ice in Kenosha County yesterday. A search was started again this morning on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. Two other people who were on the UTV managed to escape the water. They declined further medical attention. Local rescue teams, along with a DNR team, are assisting in the search. Earlier this week, Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling put out a warning regarding thin ice. That was after a handful of water rescues in Racine County. A Racine man thought he was within his rights when he shot at someone near his car. He wasn't. Jesus Cabrera has been charged with a felony for endangering safety after shooting at a person in a ski mask who was near his vehicle. Cabrera thought he was acting under the Castle Doctrine, but the law only applies to defending yourself in a home, not a yard. The shooting this week happened after Cabrera saw somebody on a security camera. There were no injuries. He did end up damaging his own vehicle. There's more of your money piling up in Madison. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upwards to $4.3 billion. That's according to the latest figures from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's up from the previously estimated $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to initiate a series of negotiations with Republicans over how to use that money. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today. It will be cooler under mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. A few light rain showers possible in the morning, and it will be breezy as well. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high of 33. Current temperature is 37.
I will say your perspective on almost everything changes once you have kids. And again, mine are 8, 6, and 2. And I will say something that has become very haunting to receive in the mail for us is a wedding invitation. But what is worse is when they say, we're inviting your whole family to witness our special day. And that is only something that a dumb, unmarried couple would think is a good idea. Because they don't know yet that kids will ruin any day, special or otherwise. And when I have 3 young kids at a wedding, I'm just dreading the moment that I'm going to have to go out on the dance floor, interrupt the father-daughter dance, and be like, hi, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Congratulations, sir. She makes a beautiful bride. Hey, our kids ate your cake. They ate the whole cake. I don't know what to say. The cake is gone, and I can tell it's a really expensive cake, but it's kind of your fault because we never should have been here. And anyway, thank you, by the way, for making them wear tiny tuxedos. You don't know this yet about kids, but their favorite thing in the world to do is go to a formal wear place while a guy tells them to stand still with pins in his mouth. Thank you for that.
Be sure to wear some flowers in your
1967 was certainly a different year for everybody in America. Yeah, wear the flowers in your hair. Hey, that's Marie section of San Francisco area. And that was a different world out there. If you want to see what it was like, go watch the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. Boy, that was 1969 in America. Kind of a different world. All right, I think last week or the week before we had Customer Service Appreciation Day. Three things we hate most about customer service: not being able to get a real person on the phone. Eventually, you can do it if you hit the right amount of buttons. Getting someone who's rude or condescending, and getting disconnected. That last one really ticks me off. You know, he's talking to a very nice person. Oh, hold on. Let me get a supervisor for you. Hold on. And you're listening to the world's worst music on hold. 8 minutes later, you get disconnected. You got to start all over again. But if you get a nice person, which I generally do, I get nice people on the phone, it really helps. Mamas and the Papas, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Here's Creek Alley.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat. And after every number, they pass that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?" And McGuire's still getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the ears, pipe, take her to New York right away.
When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything you shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian hands all for a spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Ages can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat small.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. this and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
.843 local news. Thomas hits WRJN. 7% of people say they could not live without social media. 26% said they could not live without their cell phone. And get this, 73% says they could not live without food. We're not sure how the other 27% plan to survive, but that's their problem. Long, cool woman in a black dress. Here are the Hollies at WRJN.
I'm not
cool woman in the black dress, the Hollies. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looks like sunshine coming up later today with a high near 38. Cloudy tonight, lows 28. For the weekend, cloudy Saturday and Sunday. Highs tomorrow, 34, 46 on Sunday. I like that. Still a little bit of fog in the area, 38 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, you know the WRJN plays the timeless hits. And now, as Valentine's Day sneaks up on us, we'll help with some timeless gifts as well. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. We'll set up one lucky winner with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers by Sunnyside Florist in Kenosha. Your sweetheart, Sweet Tooth, satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. That all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. At a great concert night with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater, February 28th. Simply enter one of our sponsor locations and we'll choose the winner at random on Monday, February 10th, and call the winner with all the details. Stop in at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless gifts from your Valentine, WRJN.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. It's 8:51. Time for Mike Clemens. We're going to talk sports now for a few minutes here up until the top of the hour. By the way, Mike, have you been to the Holler House in Milwaukee before? Ever been there?
I don't think so, but that's the one that's got like the two bowling lanes in the basement.
Right. Now, do you remember, I can't think of his name. He started Summerfest. He was the comptroller for the city of Milwaukee. And he was a good friend of mine. And, his name went out of my head. I'll think of it shortly. Anyway, he took me on a tour of Milwaukee once with my parents. And we stopped at the Holler House. You know, there's a bar right down the block from where I live. They actually have two bowling lanes there. It's right on the corner of High Street and Main Street. They have two bowling.
I think one of the Holler House, you know, like it was a... You know what we did in college after our classes? We drank beer. And I think some guys took me down there once. But I keep meaning to want to go there again because they still have pin setters to it.
That's right, they do. Rod Lancer was the guy's name.
Rod, I remember him. He was before Bo Black.
Yeah. He started Summerfest. Yeah, he took my parents on a tour of Milwaukee. We stopped at the Holler House that day. Awesome. All right. You are on your way to the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and all the security check-ins and bomb-sniffing dogs. Oh, it's such an exciting week.
By the way,
it's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's just like the 18th or 19th or so that I've been to. The first two I went to were when the Packers went with Brett Favre and Holmgren and Reggie White and those guys, and then I've been going just about every year since 2005.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how many times you've been there. Now, this is, if the Kansas City Chiefs win, this will set a record, 3 in a row. And, you know, everybody always talked about the Packers being in all the Super Bowls when they first, you know, when the Super Bowls first started. And this kind of blows that out of the water because this is bigger when you're 3 in a row.
Well, it is, you know, because, and people say to me, you know, so, hey, you're going to the Super Bowl. Who do you like? Who are you pulling for? And it's like, well, okay, first of all, I'm not a Packers fan. I work for Packers fans, okay? And so if I'm a Packers fan, I would say I don't want the Chiefs to win because, now, although Tom Brady and Belichick kind of blew some records out of the way by winning 7 Super Bowls together, and they went 9 times, you know, what's happening this weekend is Lombardi, he won 2 NFL championships. Then they were off a year or two. Browns won one. Bears won one in there. Then he came back and they won 3 in a row. But, you know, the Super Bowl wasn't invented after the first one. So they went and won the first 2 Super Bowls. But if Andy Reid wins this one, he would be the first coach ever to win 3 Super Bowls in a row, him and Patrick Mahomes. And I would think, you know, a Packers fan and wants to protect Titletown and say, hey, let's wait until maybe the Packers could do that. But we'll see what happens. The Chiefs are like 1.5-point favorites against the Eagles so far.
Have you heard of this movie Green and Gold with Craig T. Nelson?
I have. I've seen like a trailer for it. And a couple of interviews, haven't had a chance to actually see the movie, but, you know, he sang the national anthem and was there to do a premiere and everything. And so the Packers have been behind this movie. They've given them a lot of publicity, and they're very excited about, you know, the story. It's something like a farm family, and they're Packers fans, and you know, the old dad of the farm, Craig T. Nelson, finally gets to see a Packers game. I think that's it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll always remember Craig T. Nelson as the guy who owned the house in Poltergeist.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right.
And remember he was screaming, you moved the cemetery, but you didn't move the bodies. Remember that?
Yeah. But he's had a pretty active career between movies and Coach.
Coach, yeah.
And then some other series as well.
Yeah, he'll always be the father in Poltergeist.
So there's a guy that was his assistant coach, big, tall guy with blonde hair.
Yeah.
I can't remember the character.
Jerry Van Dyke
was on that show.
Jerry Van Dyke. Right? Shelley Fabre was on there, too.
That actor's name is Bill Fagerbakke.
Oh, wow.
Bill Fagerbakke. The reason I know this is because his personal IT guy, like, you know, hey, can you hook up a new TV? Hey, my, you know, laptop's logged up, is my brother.
Oh, okay.
My brother's IT to the stars out in Hollywood there. Joaquin Phoenix, you know that actor from Walk the Line?
Yeah.
The Joker? Huh. That's another one of his clients.
So he has access to all this personal stuff on their computers.
Oh, these people trust him. Like, I mean, he's one of their people. It's like he knows that they might be in Tahiti or something, and so he goes into their house and gets things fixed for them. Or, you know, it's 11 o'clock, and you know, one of the daughters dropped her cell phone in the toilet again, and he's got to go back there and
dig it out.
Stuff for these people. And plus, you know, he's got a job now where he's working for a company out there. But, yeah, he's one star, Megan Mullally from Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Karen. That was his first client, and she keeps referring him to these other stars. So that Bill Fagerbakke from Coach and Craig T. Nelson, you know what he's been doing like the last 20 years that's been bringing in the checks? He's the voice of Patrick the Starfish on SpongeBob SquarePants.
That puts you 1 degree away from SpongeBob.
That's it. I live a charmed life, you know?
Hey, by the way, people love conspiracy theories. Former NFL VP of officiating Dean Blondino says there's no conspiracy to make sure Taylor Swift and the Chiefs got to the Super Bowl. 150 million people are going to watch the Super Bowl regardless. And he said, like, enough. Stop it already.
Yeah.
They think, like, the fix was in or something?
I'll tell you, his predecessor, Mike Piera, who these guys, if they're really good refs or they're the head of the refs, then the networks hire him for like $1 million a year where they just talk about the games. And Mike had this great story. He said, you know, he was asked, on Monday mornings, when you get that call sheet, because there's like 8 or 9 coaches that are pulling their hair out because there were bad calls in the game, and they want the league to do something about it or do something with that ref. He said, who was the guy you least wanted to call? And he said, well, there's this one guy. Okay, I'll tell you. John Fox, who's a former Panthers, Broncos, and then, you know, a Bears coach a couple years ago, he would call at, you know, you'd call him at 7:30, 8 o'clock Monday morning, and he would just be screaming. Just screaming, just obnoxious about what were, you know, he was a victim of bad play calls. And so he said, God bless his secretary, Linda, because he'd come in yelling, get Pierre on the phone. And she'd say, okay. And she'd call a fake number and say, oh, what? Oh, he's not in till noon? Okay. And then she'd say, yeah, he's not in till noon. I'd call there. And then she knew by that time he would calm down. And then if he had some business to take care of, he was in a little bit better mood. And so Pierre said, you know, to this day, I thank Linda for handling John Fox that way.
Hey, we got about 45 seconds left. We got Badger men's basketball coming up tomorrow afternoon at noon.
Yeah, Badgers lost to unranked Maryland the other night, 76-68. The Terrapins, which is named after the diamond turtle in Chesapeake Bay, they were pretty physical. So, you know, Greg Gard pretty testy after that one. So now they go to Northwestern to play the Wildcats. And like you say, the tip-off is at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wish you a safe flight. When are you leaving for New Orleans?
First thing tomorrow morning, and then we spend the weekend setting up and getting through security and all kinds of checks that we have to do, and then you set up your little workstation there on Radio Row, and then I cover, you know, I go to the Chiefs hotel in the morning, I go to the Eagles hotel, rather, in the afternoon, and then I cover the Super Bowl a week from Sunday.
You know, when I used to go on all these cruises, and they used to take the luggage off the cruise ship, and they had a dog walk around the luggage.
Yeah.
And they said, if the dog sits in front of your bag and smiles, your life will never be the same again.
No, you're not going home. You're not going home. Some of those dogs, though, that's like, you know, the most affection I get in a week. You know, so I kind of look forward to seeing them.
All right, Mike, you have a safe trip. We're looking forward to your reports from New Orleans, and just enjoy yourself out there, okay?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike Clemens, everybody. It's 9 o'clock at WRJ and on the Don. I'll see you Monday morning at 6 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. Hey, we've got Dan Marcus. He's coming up next. Don't forget. 10:45. Listen to his interview with Hermits. Remember what they said. And after 2 o'clock, Kurt's going to ask you to call in and remember. And if you do, and you're the first caller in, you win a pair of tickets to see Hermits in association in concert at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on February 28th. All right, 9 o'clock. Let's check news in the morning. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Investigators now have two black boxes to work with from Wednesday's collision between